This is NPR's All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel. Each Monday of this year, we bring you a story on the best American music of the 20th century, the NPR 100. Today, a song from Ray Charles, the song he's been closing his act with for 40 years. In his words, a stone-cold rhythm and blues song called What I Say. One night, when he was touring in the summer of 1959, Ray Charles was on stage and out of songs, and it wasn't time yet to get off stage. He started improvising at the piano and told his band and backup singers to follow his lead. The crowd loved it. So he kept playing that song night after night.
I had called Atlantic Studios and I said, I'm playing a song out here on the road and I don't know what it is. It's just a song I made up, but the people are just going wild every time we play it. And I think we ought to record it. And they said, well, come on into New York and let's do it. And I did it and that was it. I started playing doom boom doom boom doom 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 doom, but that was on a little small tiny electric piano, and of course the musicians used to laugh at me when they used to say, "Oh man, what are you going to do with that toy?"
Well, electric pianos at that time were still fairly exotic.
That's right. Everybody was laughing at me when I did that. Man, what are you going to do with that little bitty thing? That thing can't do nothing, man. You need a piano. But I liked the sound of it and we did it, and I think that's really what is strange with that little bitty piano. That's what really captured the public's attention, is that doom boom doom 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 boom doom boom. You know what I mean? Hey, mama, don't you treat me wrong. Come and love you, daddy, all night long, all night long. Hey, hey, all right. See the girl with the diamond ring? She knows how to shake that thing, all right now, now, now. Hey, 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 hey. Tell your mama, tell your pa, I'm gonna send you back to Arkansas. Oh, yes, ma'am. You don't do right. Don't do right. Oh, play it, boy. Tell you, Robert, the song in itself, it has no meaning to, and I'm talking about my own song, but I'm being honest about it. What I mean by no meaning, if you listen to the lyrics, you'll discover that each verse does not match the next verse. It's just, I just put a lot of verses together. See the girl with the red dress on, and next thing you get, see the girl with the diamond ring. It makes no sense.
See the girl with the red dress on, she can do the bird line all night.
You can tell it was a made-up song because the verses, as I say, don't match. But I think what was important about the song was not so much the verses, but I think it was the beat. I think that's what got people.
Well, draw a picture for us here of what was going on at the moment when the song seems to end, and then there's this banter among everybody who's in the recording studio.
Oh, that was something we made up in the studio, and what we decided, you say, well, look, when we play this song all the way through with my singing and we stop, I want you guys to act like you don't want me to stop. You know, I just say, hey, what are you doing, man? You can't stop. And everybody was talking at the same time. But that was by design. Because in those days, you know, you had part one and part two.
Yeah, you wanted to have a part one and a part two.
That's right.
In part because radio stations wanted to play songs that ran about 2.5 minutes.
That's right. You see, you're absolutely right. You see, in those days, you know, you did anything past 3 minutes, man, you were in trouble.
Said, I want to know you, yeah.
No, I have to be very, very honest with you. I was very surprised. It was very strange that most stations played the whole thing from start to finish. Very few stations broke it up like it was supposed to be.
By the way, what is it that the girl with the red dress on can do all night long exactly?
She can birdland all night long.
She can birdland
all night long. When I say see the girl with the diamond ring, she knows how to shake that thing, which got me in a lot of trouble.
Yeah, this song did get you in some trouble.
Yes, it did. Well, you know, when we did it, a lot of people were saying that it was too suggestive. You know, there's a part in there where I said, oh. And they said, oh, man, no, we can't put that on the radio because, I mean, I don't know why, but for some people, just my saying that bothers some people.
Well, you have to admit it is pretty suggestive.
Yeah,
Whether it should be on the radio or not,
you know,
is another matter.
I look at it this way, Rob. I figure this way. It depends on where your mind is. It's like you say, bees do it, birds do it, even educated fleas do it. Now, where's your mind going to go with that? You see, it's all in where the mind want to take you.
But this song, as you say, this is not a great lyric. This is about the rhythm.
No.
This is about the beat of the song. And it must have been great hearing you when you were first playing this in clubs, even before it was on records. Would people, in addition to your own singers, would people in the club get into it and sing with you?
That's right. That's right. Well, see, the people can get into it because they can. When I said, everybody can say, oh, everybody can do that. They can say, oh, and they like that, you know. And it's fun for me because I love to see people enjoying themselves, you know. What we want to do is to build the people up, you know. You start them off and you get them this first tap in their feet, and next thing they got their hands going, and next thing they got their mouth open and they're yelling and they're singing and they're screaming. And, you know, it's a great feeling, you know, when you can have your audience get involved with you. Now, that don't mean you want them involved in everything you do, but it's nice to have a little something, you know, in your show where everybody can just jump in and have a real good time. And that's what you wanted, because What I Say is my last song on stage. When I do What I Say, you don't have to worry about it. That's the end of me.
You mean, is that it? You're exhausted after
doing
it?
Yeah, that's it. When you hear What I Say, you don't need to worry about it. There ain't no encore or no nothing. That is finished.
Well, thank you once again for talking with us.
Well, Mr. Robert Siegel, I got to tell you, I'm going to keep on listening to you, okay? Is that all right with you?
Well, I'm going to keep on listening to you.
Bless your heart. I love you, man. Take care
thank
of yourself.
Thank you, Mr. Charles. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Ray Charles talking about his 1959 hit, What I Say, part of the NPR 100.